Hello and welcome to Venezuela Analysis Radio and our 68th headline report. I'm Michael Fox, and this is our headline news from Venezuela from December 31st through January 11th, 2009. First off, in news on the Bolivarian Revolution, in his end-of-the-year speech, Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez highlighted the improvements in living standards, announced key projects for 2009, and called for the continuation of the socialist project in Venezuela. Chavez delivered his end-of-the-year message from the Miraflores Palace in Caracas. Reading through the investment plan for the next 5 years, Chavez noted a range of projects to be invested in, including livestock, technology, industry, electricity, education, telecommunications, wood, aluminum, fertilizers, food, transportation, drinking water, and a national train carriage factory. He also highlighted plans for agricultural and fishing development. Chavez announced various improvements in the country over the last 10 years, including decreased inequality and a 50% drop in extreme poverty. Chavez said, "Never in Venezuelan history has the country experienced such extraordinary change." He showed a video of the launch of the new Bolivar satellite. On January 10th, China handed the satellite over to Venezuela, the country's first. Chavez said that over the next 10 years, he hoped Venezuela would become a power in moral, social, popular, economic, and development terms. In political news, the first week in January, Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez called for the proposed amendment to the Constitution to eliminate presidential term limits to be extended to include other elected positions such as mayors, governors, and legislators. Chavez made the comment at a meeting of the Simón Bolívar campaign, the national campaign in favor of the amendment. He said that the change would mark a break with the old democracy. Chavez emphasized that re-election would have to depend on the positive governance of each governor. He said that the proposal is an extension of the right of the people to elect and nominate who they want without restrictions. Chavez announced that a new phase of signature collection and debate around the amendment would start on January 9th and will last until this Thursday with the presentation of the amendment proposal to the National Electoral Council. In mid-December, a majority of the National Assembly approved the amendment of Article 230 to allow for continuous re-election of the president in the first reading. The second reading began last week. Meanwhile, more than two polls publicized the first weekend in January showed majority support for the amendment. In polls by both Panorama and the National Institute of Data Analysis, more than 50% of those surveyed said they would vote for the elimination of presidential term limits. Still in politics, last week more than 40 United Socialist Party supporters were injured by members of the opposition during the swearing-in of the newly elected governor of Táchira State, César Pérez Vivas. Vivas, who was also the general secretary of the traditional opposition party COPE, won the state governorship in the November regional elections. Various supporters and a range of governors attended his swearing-in ceremony, which took place in the main plaza of the state capital. But according to National Assembly member Iris Varela, immediately after the ceremony, the opposition group beat up pro-Chavez supporters. The outgoing governor, Ronaldo Blanco, was escorted by the National Guard to his vehicle to protect him from the attacks. One woman was stripped of her T-shirt, which had a pro-amendment slogan on it, and the opposition members tried to undress 10 other female Barrio Dentro health mission workers. The opposition members also threw large rocks, homemade explosives, and other blunt objects. Various legislators received bruises and other injuries. Six vehicles were also damaged. The general secretary of the new state government has rejected the denunciations that were made and blamed the skirmishes on, quote, provocations by the outgoing governor and the legislators by coming dressed in red with their insignias of Chavez's United Socialist Party of Venezuela, PSU. PSU Vice President Freddy Bernal said the events last Wednesday are indicative of the character of the government of César Pérez Vivas. In international news, last week, Venezuela expressed its solidarity with the Palestinian people in the wake of recent attacks by the Israeli government on Gaza. In response to the Israeli aggression, the South American country expelled the Israeli ambassador to Venezuela, Shlomo Cohen. Venezuela is also organizing humanitarian aid and has called on the international community to protest. In response, Israel called Venezuela a terrorist state. Meanwhile, Chavez has demanded that Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert be taken to the International Criminal Court for his aggression against Gaza and the more than 500 civilian deaths. The Venezuelan president called on the Israeli people to rise up against their government and condemn the prohibition against water, food, and the International Red Cross entering the Gaza Strip. Israel responded by expelling the Venezuelan charge of the affairs based in Tel Aviv. Last week, the Venezuelan National Assembly held a minute of silence for the victims of the Israeli invasion of the Gaza Strip. The Palestinian flag will be raised in the National Assembly for 1 month as a gesture of solidarity. Meanwhile, Venezuelans protested across the country last week in solidarity with the Palestinians. An estimated 5,000 people attended a protest in Caracas calling for a boycott of Israeli products, an embargo on sending Venezuelan oil to Israel, and for the suspension of education, cultural, and other agreements that it has with Israel until the invasion of Gaza ends. A second larger march was organized by the PSUV and took place that afternoon. More than 60 Venezuelan ambassadors participated, who were in Caracas for a foreign ministry meeting. Foreign Minister Nicolas Maduro announced that Venezuela will deliver 80 tons of medicine, food, and water to Gaza. 30 Venezuelan doctors and the Simón Bolívar humanitarian workforce will also be sent to the region in solidarity. Still in international relations, contradicting recent reports about the program's discontinuation, the U.S.-based Venezuela-owned Citgo Petroleum Corporation confirmed the continuation of its U.S. heating oil program. Citgo CEO Alejandro Granado made the announcement during a press conference last week with Citizens Energy Chairman Joseph P. Kennedy II. Because of the falling price of crude oil over the last several months, Citgo had been forced to evaluate all its social programs, including the heating initiative. Last year, the heating oil program provided 200,000 households in more than 20 states across the U.S. with fuel, including over 65 Native American tribes and large low-income housing cooperatives in New York City. Citgo funds also provided heating grants to over 200 homeless shelters in more than a dozen states. The 2008-2009 heating season marks the fourth year of Citgo's donations. Income-eligible households interested in getting up to 100 free gallons of heating oil can call the toll-free hotline number 1-877-JOE-FOR-OIL to apply for assistance starting on January 19th. Citizens Energy will send out authorization letters to approve households who can then contact their local dealer to arrange deliveries. And that's all for Venezuela Analysis Radio from December 31st through January 12th, 2009. For more information or for the complete stories, you can visit VenezuelaAnalysis.com, where you can also sign up for our podcasts and get all the latest news and information from Venezuela. Reporting for Venezuela Analysis from South America, I'm Michael Fox.